This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now we're going to get into something a little more practical, and I can't think of anybody more practical to talk about a practical matter than one of the more practical instructors, commentators, podcasters, TV people, radio people. I don't know what else he does. And he writes. Recently he has put out Examining the Armed Citizen, the historic struggle between man and the state for the control of small arms. This is the student of the gun. Would this make you the professor of the student of the gun, or what we're talking about, Paul Markle? Are you the professor?
I am the professor.
Okay, so you're the professor
of the gun university.
Of the students of the gun.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm good to go. Just out of curiosity, when you are out there being a gun carrier, what kind of gun do you like to carry?
A loaded one, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Any particular brand or type or anything like that? Yeah.
Well, if you're asking what I'm wearing right now.
Sure. What are you wearing right now?
17 with the official student of the gun Accurate night sights from Night Vision.
Cool. Do you prefer the 17 over the 19? I sort of prefer the 17 over the 19.
It's apples and oranges. I mean, it doesn't bother me not to carry a 17. And then, you know, I'm privileged right now to live in an area where I don't have to deep conceal. I don't have to worry that someone might see a silhouette or a bulge and, like, be in their Depends or anything like that, because I live in free America.
Yeah. Paul has upped and moved to Wyoming. We never have gotten into that, but let's get into something else. Now, what do you make of all of this? Do you care that there's 3D printed guns? Does this mean anything to you besides conceptually? Because, I mean, to me, I look at them and I'm sort of like, okay, I guess they might be better than nothing. What do you think?
No, it's a tempest in a teacup, really. It goes back, it harkens back to the days of the Glock 7 ceramic pistol.
Right.
Remember when Congress was all wound up because Glocks were made out of plastic and they were going to be able to defeat metal detectors.
Was that before people, happened,
you know,
Die Hard?
The audience are like, no, that's not true. That didn't actually happen. Yeah, it actually did. Here in America, there were Democrat senators and congressmen that were very deeply concerned about plastic pistols defeating metal detectors.
Right. And they even though there was a barrel that was made out of metal, and even though there were metal inserts in the gun, and even though the ammunition would, sort of show up too. So, yes, I do remember that.
Well, it's like there's a pound of steel used in the manufacturing of a Glock pistol.
Right.
But whatever. The reality doesn't jive with the make-believe world.
Now, the law that you're referring to set a minimum for how much weight had to that was metal detectable, I guess you would say, would be per pistol. Did anybody have to go and redesign their pistol to up their amount of metal going into anything polymer?
I'm pretty sure not.
At the time of that, was Glock the only polymer gun out there besides the VP-70Z?
I think at the time, that was right about the time, Smith & Wesson was going to introduce their special pistol.
Right. You're talking about their first one, right? Is that the one, the SV is sort of, I don't even remember what the nomenclature of that one was. Everybody was, I saw it in one movie, then I never saw it again.
What do you mean, the Sigma? No, that's about the time that Smith & Wesson was going to release the Sigma. Yeah. And then they got sued, and they had to change things and so forth. But that's old. That's old gun history there.
Old gun.
But this whole plastic pistol thing is just, it's ridiculous nonsense. First of all, it's not practical at all. I mean, from an economic standpoint, you'd be way better off just using a CNC machine or a lathe and a mill and so forth. And the all of these senators and congressmen that are afraid that people are going to be making, apparently everyone in America is going to go run out and buy a $100,000 3D printer so that they can make plastic guns, because that makes good economic sense. But they never address the fact, and I addressed it in the book, Examining the Armed Citizen book, the fact that there are illegal gun factories making guns for gangs and mafioso and so forth all over the world. They're in Mexico, they're in India, they're in South Africa, they're in South America, they're anywhere where they have real strict controls on who's allowed to have guns. You know, the gang people, they steal money and they don't pay taxes. So they just make their own.
Right.
Remember recently, the last year or two, the Australian police were just all on a Twitter because they found these, illegally manufactured submachine guns.
Yeah.
And the world was going to come to an end. They didn't know what to do.
Well, I mean, prisoners, like I said in the last segment, prisoners make guns in prison cells.
Oh, yeah.
Very crude, but I mean functional, and I mean it's. I don't know. The whole tizzy that's out about it, and I mean some of the points you're bringing out are very, very good, but what are they hoping, in your opinion? What are you hoping that they? I mean, it's out there now. That's the other thing. These have been out here prior to this. Defense Distributed, before there was a Defense Distributed. Cody Wilson put out the Liberator and a couple of other guns, and those plans got out there, and then they got stopped due to a interpretation of ITAR by the Obama administration. Those plans, but they've got on file sharing. I mean, they've been found all over the world.
Yeah. Back in the olden days, we had to go to the Paladin press catalog and actually buy some dead tree that showed us how to make them in a garage or a basement. Now you can just do it on your iPhone or your iPad.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that they're acting like this is something new is laughable. And it's all scare tactics, and it's fear-mongering, and it's aimed at not you, not I, and not even your audience. It's aimed at your lovable Aunt Susie, who votes once a year. It's aimed at, you know, your father-in-law who doesn't think people should have guns anyway. That's who it's aimed at. It's aimed at the ignorant of America, at the soft-minded, to get them scared and to get them to get behind these Democrat candidates. This entire thing, all of this nonsense, is a manufactured campaign to try and, you know, convince the disheartened Democrat voter that they need to go to the polls and support, you know, Dick Blumenthal and et al. Because it's Trump's fault that 3D guns exist, right?
Right.
It has to be.
Sure.
Because Trump could stop it if he wanted to.
Of course he could. Sure, sure. Trump could stop the signal. That's the thing, though. You can't stop the signal now, right? That's the thing. You can't.
The genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah. And it's been out of the bottle for quite some time. And
That's the part
that just kills me on this. Let's see. Yeah, we got about 40 seconds. Let me do a little stuff here if we can. Student of the Gun. That's studentofthegun.com. Of course, you can go to the official gear store where Jared spends a whole lot of his time and does a whole lot of stuff, and there's a whole lot of things there. You can get clothing and books and featured products. And what are the featured products? Let's see, what's a featured product? Well, you know, there's a shirt. And where are those sites at you're talking about? You sell those too?
Oh, well, we don't sell them direct. I mean, there's a link on ours. Yeah, the Student of the Gun Accurate sites.
Right.
Go to the website and click it. It'll take you right where you need to go.
There's the One Box Workout. That's worth the price of admission right there. Go check out the One Box Workout. Yes, yes, yes. My guest is Paul Markle. He'll be right back with me. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Check and see who's in here. Okay. Anyway, my guest this hour from the student. Well, he's the professor of the student of the gun. Sort of. Would you be like Dumbledore?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. The professor of the student of the gun, that would be Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. You made mention about, you know, when you're talking about the people that they're targeting with their
misinformation. Are you basically saying the low info voter, the non-gun owner who really doesn't care and who, you know, votes, but their main thing is tailgating and couponing and all this other stuff?
Exactly. The people who, you know, don't know an AR, you know, they think every pistol that's black is a Glock. Every rifle that's black is an AR-15 because they've been told it's an AR-15. And they think umbrellas are AR-15s and all that. So the same people that Gladys Kravitz that calls 911 because someone's walking down the street with an umbrella. That
gotcha.
Person.
So are those kinds of people even reachable? I mean, nowadays, you know, back in the day of the assault weapon ban in the 90s, in the mid-90s, there were no podcasts. I don't know what kind of radio shows were out there. I certainly wasn't doing one. Now there's me, there's you, and there's a thousand other different types of alternative stuff out there that's trying to give a more accurate accounting of things out there. Can we possibly reach them?
Well, I don't hold out a lot of hope for that kind of person because, you know, liberalism is a mental disease and facts don't matter. For instance, I just saw an article on the internet about Venezuela and how the president of Venezuela, the Maduro guy, he was yelling at his Congress and the Senate about how, you know, blah, 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 we need to fix this and imperialism and blah, blah, blah. They're just using the same talking points that they've been using for 50 years,
sure.
You know, railing against American imperialism. That's why Venezuelans fail it, because of American imperialism. Well, it's liberalism. It's the facts don't matter because they don't fit my worldview, my make-believe worldview. And we have a lot of people in the United States of America that are living in a comfortable make-believe worldview because they can be comfortable because being stupid isn't painful anymore. It used to be in the old days that, you know, being stupid had a consequence. And being stupid doesn't have consequences in America anymore.
Do you think that's a problem?
That's a problem.
No, I mean, the problem. I mean, when I look at the low info voters, after Sandy Hook, right? After Sandy Hook, they did a survey. And after Sandy Hook, 56% of America believed that the Sandy Hook type shooting, it was just the opportunistic rampage spree shooting incident like that one happened all the time. And that's because, when we look at that 56%, is this the aunt and the father-in-law that don't like guns and everything? Is this who we're talking about here?
Well, it's the person who can't shut their television off. The reason they believe that is because there's a 24-hour news cycle, and every time they turn the TV on, they're talking. They have experts on talking about mass shootings. It's like the lie that there were 57 mass shootings in 2018 or 2017 or something. And it was a complete and total lie, but it didn't matter because MSN and CBS and ABC, they just ran with it. It doesn't matter if it's true. It sounds good, and we're just going to say it.
Well, it wasn't just that. After the Parkland shooting, right, which was mid-February, here locally,
right,
in the red state Bible Belt of South Carolina, here locally, a local news TV channel got out here and we've had 18 of these shootings like this year.
Yeah.
Meme that was going around. So, hey.
Mass shootings this year.
Yeah.
You say where?
School shootings.
Well, I know.
School shootings. School shootings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They couldn't, like, tell you the 18, but they know. Because that's what they were told.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, I knew which 18 they were talking about. I don't think of an empty school bus at a school where there's no students being shot as a school shooting. I don't know about you.
Well, it's like the death clock. You remember the New York, the Handgun Control Incorporated death clock, you know?
Yes.
And they included, they're like, oh, handgun deaths. Well, they included suicides and justifiable shootings. So if the police... So if a guy's robbing a 7-Eleven and the police run in and shoot him, while he's in the middle of committing an armed robbery, they counted that as handgun death. And if a person kills himself in their basement, they counted that as So, well, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. We just need numbers. We just need stats. We need to bolster our stats to support our opinions, support the narrative.
Now, with what's going on right now, and I'm going to set you up for the next segment if we can. You don't have to answer this right now, but I'm going to throw a couple things at you. It looks like, and I know I'm going to be completely unpolitically correct by co-opting the term, but it sort of looks like to me that the Ninth Circuit, which does the Ninth Circuit influence Wyoming?
I'm not sure. I don't put a lot of weight into the courts, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Ninth Circuit has gone bipolar compared to their past history. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at some of the things that they're upholding and some of the things they're not allowing to happen. And I'm looking at what's about to happen in the Supreme Court and everything. And I'm thinking that the dynamic is changing here, but I would like to get your opinion on that. In addition to, when we come back, I want you to talk some more about the one box workout, because the one box workout is a very good thing. It's a really good thing, because a lot of people that say, I don't have time to train. Well, yeah, you probably don't have time to train and go shoot a few thousand rounds every week or something, but the one box workout, Paul has worked out a way to where you can take a box of ammo and get some good training in, and I want you to explain how that works as well. And the remaining time, let's talk about the Student of the Gun website again, because is Jared still running the store? Is he still like, I got to get the store in there?
Actually, Zachary is running the store.
Okay, well, let's do this for Zach. Let's talk about the grad program. That's something that you can shop out of the store. Let's see. They have 5 strategies that can save your life.
And that is a book that you
and
get
it's
when
out of stock.
Yes.
It's out of stock. It must be a really good
book. Well,
it says
book. It's out of stock because you can only get it if you sign up for the grad program.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
If you become a student of the... Oh, so it's out of stock for purchase, but you have them for the alumni, eh?
Yes. Yes.
Check them out, student of the gun.
The 5 strategies is a free gift that we give to new grad program members.
Huh, okay. My guess is Paul Markle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said today that Russia is continuing to pursue efforts to interfere in U.S. elections. Coats also shared a specific message that President Trump gave him.
The president has specifically directed us to make the matter of the election meddling and securing our election process a top priority, and we have done that and are doing that and will continue to do so.
Apple is the world's first publicly traded company to be valued at $1 trillion. Financial expert Jonathan Honing said it's very easy to see how Apple reached this new high.
Apple not only gives the customer what he or she wants, they anticipate it. They invent what the customer wants. I mean, so much of Apple's business now, I believe upwards of 70% of their revenue comes from the iPhone. This is a product that didn't exist 2 decades ago, in effect.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Paul Markle as we try to work through the conundrum of the low info voter who just continually messes up our dynamics left and right. But in the meantime, Paul's been out there developing very, very innovative ways to train with a gun. Describe, if you would, the box a day or the one box training class.
The one box workout.
One box workout
is my brainchild, and I came up with it during the great ammo, the guns and ammo panic of the Comrade Barry administration, when everybody was sitting on ammo, and they couldn't find ammo, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, okay, all right. We still need to practice. We still need to go to the range. Shooting skills are perishable skills because they're physical skills. So right. How can we do this? How can we make the most of our time and available ammunition? And I came up with a one-box workout. Basically, you're one box of training ammo, whether it's Winchester or Remington or Federal or whatever, 50-round box. And I came up with 5 separate drills to conduct using 50 rounds of ammunition. And we broke it down, and there's a video, and there's step-by-step instructions and so forth, and you get that. But by the time you leave the range, if you follow the instructions, if you follow it, you actually can leave the range with a bit more skill than you arrived with. It's a skill maintenance drill. Unfortunately, most people think that practicing is buying 50 rounds of ammo or 100 or whatever to go to the range. And then they just practice what they're good at, which is putting 2 hands on the gun, running the target out at 7 yards, and just blasting away. And now they're done, and there's 50 pieces of empty brass on the floor, and they just spent $20 or $30 or whatever. They're no better off than when they got there.
Right.
They just keep doing what they're good at, and they never improve. Well, the one-box workout is designed to be a skill maintenance drill so that you can work on not only what you're good at, but what you might not be good at as well.
Right.
That's how we improve.
How often should someone out there actually do the one-box workout? What is your recommendation?
Well, I would say that everyone needs to take, if you're going to carry a gun, if there's going to be a gun attached to your body, or even if there's not, if you have one in your home and you say to yourself, I'm going to use this gun just in case, like a fire extinguisher or a first aid kit, you need to go take a professional training class with an actual human who can watch you, because you can't coach yourself.
Right.
And you can't correct your own mistakes because you don't see them. But after you've done that, I mean, you're not going to go to a professional shooting class every month, right?
Right.
So you took the training. You figured out what you needed to do. Great. Now, once a month, go to your local range, indoor, outdoor, I don't care. Take 50 rounds of ammo, use the one-box workout, and you can maintain some skill. Over a period of, a year, you've spent 600 rounds of ammo, maybe a half hour each, so you do the math, 6 hours, and you actually can, you'll see it. And if you do it diligently, we've had, a lot of people over the years do this, and we get feedback, and people say, yeah, I could see after the second, third, fourth time that I was actually improving and my skill was developing and so forth. So.
Right. Now, in addition to that, of course, you offer other training as well, which, as far as I can remember, we've never actually discussed here. Does the kind of stuff that you recommend in the one box workout, does that dovetail into if somebody comes to student of the gun, is this going to be something that they maybe have seen before and it's going to be easier for them to go into this full blown course?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's fundamentals, with the five drills, there are five fundamental skills that you need to have, whether it's, single handed shooting or reloading or, drawing from a holster or engaging, what have you.
Right.
And we have a lot of online training as well. We have the Force Options class. We have the Five Handguns Everyone Should Master, and we have the Armed Living DVD, which is actually a direct download. You can order and watch it on your iPad tonight. And one of the big things about the Armed Living DVD is it answers all those questions that people have about what now. We do a fantastic job as a gun culture teaching marksmanship. And marksmanship is pretty simple and it's pretty fundamental. You need to know it. But if you're carrying a gun and you may have to engage a human being with a gun, you need to have more than just marksmanship. There's the how to shoot. There's the when to shoot. But then there's also the what now. And very few people cover the what now. Because this isn't Hollywood. It's not a movie.
Right.
You're not Bruce Willis. You can't shoot bad guys and high-five your partner and walk off screen and everything's great. So we address an Armed Living DVD, not only, the how to shoot, when to shoot, but the what now.
Now, when I took Jaeger's class a month and a half ago, I guess it is, of course, I waited till June to go to Camden. That was sheer brilliance.
That was good.
Yeah, I think so. I thought so, too. James thought it was pretty funny. He thought it was pretty funny. But they try to cover that as well. That is the what now portion of it. How in matters of its importance, its priority, where would you place it as far as being part of the toolbox for the person walking around with a concealed carry gun?
Well, it's extremely important. And I I've known James for a lot of years. And, he gets a lot of feedback. And most people that take fighting pistol will tell him that the lecture portion is probably the most valuable part of the entire training. I mean, everybody wants to shoot, everyone wants to have fun, go out and make noise and so forth, but the lecture portion is really one of the most eye-opening portions of the class. Because like I said, we don't like to talk about that. We like to talk about calibers and our favorite guns and our favorite holsters and our favorite gun companies and all that. We like to talk about that fun stuff. But nobody wants to talk about what happens, in the aftermath of a deadly force situation. But not talking about it doesn't make it go away.
Right.
And it doesn't make it any better. And as a matter of fact, not talking about it can make it worse. I see this all the time. I see people that really, really, really need some training because they do something that looks on the surface to be a justifiable shooting, and then they go and do stupid things afterwards that makes them look like mentally unstable or vigilante or what have you. And it doesn't have to be that way. Or they go and they talk to the first reporter that shows up. Don't do that.
It almost sounds like you're talking about George Zimmerman.
Oh, anybody. Yeah, but yeah, Zimmerman's a classic case.
Yeah, he's a real good illustrative case, I think, myself. One thing I've always, this is the thing that I would like to ask you, because you offer training two different ways. You offer it digitally, where, you know, you can just bring it down to you. I know there's whole companies out there that specialize in this. I mean, Pincus does, Panteo Productions does. What is the value of training like that, the digital download training?
Well, when you say practice training and education, training isn't really something that you can do yourself.
Right.
You need to be with somebody else. But information, education, and practice you can do. So for instance, if videos have value because they make you think. And it's like books. You know, I tell people to read and read books because it stimulates thought. And you may be thinking, I've got all the bases covered, I'm good, you know, I'm Johnny on the spot. And then you read something, and you're like, oh, wow, I never thought of that.
Let me get you to hold right there. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
We're going to expand on the training, the value of these different types of training when we get back. Studentofthegun.com is where that's the hub from whence everything comes out, including the books like the Examining the Armed Citizen book, which just came out. Check them out. We'll be right back. My guest is Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Gotten to the part where I'm talking training with Mr. Markle, Paul Markle, the professor from Student of the Gun. We've been talking about the digital training part of it. Now, is all digital training? Has that had to change for you? Were you sending out DVDs before now that everything's becoming a download?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually used to send out, we worked with a publisher and we got all these actual plastic DVDs and cases and sent them out. And then the U.S. mail would crush and destroy about 5% of them, and then we'd have to replace them. And, oh, what a wonderful time that was in America.
So the digital download is much more economic and instant gratification then, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about your friendly neighborhood postman crushing it.
Right.
So, no, we switched over to all digital format about, 5 years ago or so, and it works out much better now. But to your point, the physical training versus education versus information versus digital, it all folds in and it all falls together when we talk about being a student of the gun. And our mantra, what we discuss all the time, is that you're a beginner once, but you should be a student for life. Student
right.
for life is our motto. And just because you took a class, and that's the sad reality of many gun owners, especially the recent gun owners, the ones in the last 5-6 years, they're like, well, I'm going to get a gun and then I'm going to go take my local permit class. And they do that. And then they say, okay, I'm good. I did the class that the state told me I had to take, so that's my training, and now I'm done. No, you're not. You've just begun. The state-approved permit class is like kindergarten. Okay, it's like first grade. And you wouldn't stop at first grade, would you? I would hope you wouldn't. I mean, you want to be able to take the letters and make them into words and make them into sentences.
Right.
But that's what we see with a lot of people is they believe that, well, I took a class, so I'm done. No, you're not. You've just begun. That is the beginning. And if you take a good class, a good 2-day, 8-hour, 9-hour, 10-hour a day times 2 class, you get real full immersion training or even a week or what have you, that's fantastic. Now you go back, and often I think you probably will attest to this from the fighting pistol class. It
right.
is like drinking from a fire hose because there's a lot of information that needs to be delivered in a relatively short amount of time.
Right.
Then you get back, and hopefully you took a lot of notes. And you start thinking, wow, that's a lot to think about. That's a lot to practice. That's a lot to, and it is. And that's why we go from training to practice to, you know, to information gathering, to watching DVDs, to reading books, so that we can stimulate thoughts, so that we can continuously be a student for life.
See, the thing about me when I took Fighting Pistol, the classes that I've taken here locally, everybody that I took a class from here locally developed their defensive pistol or whatever you want to call it class after they took Fighting Pistol. So when I actually went to Fighting Pistol, I was going to the source, but I had already been there before, and it was a little easier for me because, yes, it is like drinking from a fire hose, but at the same time, I don't have to sit there and try to get all the water coming out of the fire hose because I've been there before.
Right.
So
you had an advantage.
I had an advantage. But, I mean, does it frustrate you as a trainer for somebody to come up with this attitude of, well, I've got my gun, I've had my concealed carry permit class, I am trained. And, I mean, there's no other discipline out there. There's no other discipline out there where you go one time and it's done. You are an expert for the rest of your life. There is nothing else out there like that. It's not gymnastics.
No,
it's not exercise.
You're right. No other field of endeavor is like that. Not plumbing, not electricity, like, you know, not carpentry, electronics. Nothing is like that. But people, men with guns, think that they've got a gun and they took a class and they're good for life. And there's nothing new under the sun, or they can't improve. Why even try to improve? I know what I'm doing. I don't know. It's in the DNA. Well, all men instinctively believe that they're excellent shooters, that they're excellent drivers, and that they're excellent lovers. And we don't address the driving and the loving part, but we address the shooting part.
When you look at various self-defense, actual self-defense incidents where somebody actually has to shoot somebody, one thing that has always struck me is it does not appear that this person was a trained individual. One, because it seems like they still got into a gunfight anyway. And two, because the things that I am taught when I go to one of these classes don't seem to occur with them, like the shooting them till they go down. There'll be one shot and, you know, they run away or something, or most of the time it's just a presentation of the gun. But, I mean, does it seem to you like most people that actually have to do self-defense with a pistol are not students of the type that would have come to you or somebody else?
Oh, yeah. It is sad, but it's reality. And, you know, this is America, and you're allowed by law to be as stupid as you want to be. I mean, really, you are. And I wouldn't change that for anything, but I would encourage people to try and do better. And one thing that we have, like, for instance, in the Armed Living DVD, we break down an actual shooting that took place at a school board meeting in Florida about 10 years ago.
Sure.
But there's video. And we break it down, you know, step by step, and I talk over the video, and I say, all right, these are all the clues and hints, and this is what goes down, and this is what actually happens in the real world. And one of the most illustrative parts of that video is the bad man gets shot. You can't see the person who shoots him because he's off camera, but you can see the bad guy get shot, and there's no, it's a black and white, I think it's black and white surveillance or security tape, whatever, but you can't hear the gunshot, but you see the guy flinch and kind of duck and turn to see where that came from. And I point out in the video, I said, that is actually when the bullet impacted him. He got shot. And most people think, well, why is he still standing there? Because that's what happens when big bad people are shot with handguns.
Yep.
They don't burst into flames. They go, hey, what was that? Especially if they're amped up, they may not even notice. But if you get all your training from TV and the movies, you'd think that, the Deathmaster 9000, you put one bullet into somebody and they fly through a plate glass window. It's just not the way it is. So there's a lot of information out there, and it's just up to the individual to get a hold of it and absorb it. And that's our job. That's our mission, is to reach out to as many people as possible and give them real, practical, tested information.
I got about a minute left, and I'm dying to ask you this question. And so why hasn't the training industry taken off? I have always expected this to be the one that goes. because of all the guns and everything bought. Why do you think that hasn't, it isn't as big, bigger than it is?
Because men are lazy. Humans are lazy by nature. And it takes dedicated effort to and commitment. And it gets worse and worse as we go by because people don't want to commit to anything. We have instant gratification via the internet. So we get food, entertainment, everything we want right now, drop of a hat. And you tell someone you have to actually get in a car and drive to a class and stay there and spend two full days there. And then, you know, you might as well be asking them to, you know, build you a rocket. But and that's why. That's why.
The biggest problem I had with Camden, Tennessee, was there was no coffee shops there. Other than that, I was quite happy there. I mean, it was amazing to me about Camden, but, I mean, there was no coffee shops there.
No.
I like going to coffee shops so I can flip out my MacBook and feel like a hipster dude and, you know, everybody thinks I drink PBR. I'm just looking for that kind of thing. I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, that was my only thing. Yes, that I've never heard it put that way, and I think that is one of the most valid statements I've ever heard. So I want to thank you for taking the time to come and join me. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun.
You're welcome.
Go to studentofthegun.com. Go get the – he gave me a passage of a book, which I have checked out, and it is exactly as good as you said it was in the front of the book. When I opened the book the first time, I was like, okay, let's go look on page 41 like he says. Absolutely. We could do a whole show about that one. We may do that.
There you go.
All right.
Examining the Armed Citizen. It's available now.
Available now. Thank you for joining me. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to talk a little bit about actual guns being made versus these plastic ones with Kit Coat from Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.